Hello.
There you are.
Here I am.
This is pretty freaking incredible. All right, so who am I talking with?
This is Glenn Tilbrook.
All right, is Chris there?
No, he's not.
Oh, it's just Glenn.
It's just Glenn.
That's fine too, Glenn.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to speak with you.
Pretty nice. Are you Greg?
I am, and and you're one of my favorite artists of all time. So I'm.
Thank you very much. That's really sweet.
I'm gonna try not to get all weird and fanboy on you, okay? But it's really cool. Squeeze, you guys are playing this weekend, Friday night, tomorrow night.
Actually,
this is going to air tomorrow. So tonight at the House of Blues here in Las Vegas, are you in town yet? Or are you?
I am in town.
All right. Well,
yes,
that's good. Then we can expect that you'll be on time then. That will be good.
Absolutely.
I got to see you guys. It was last year. You guys played over at the Crown at the Rio, which was a really great show.
Cool.
I'm so excited you guys are back, and I'm excited to see you. And like I said, yeah, I'm a huge fan, so I'll try not to geek out here too much.
Okay.
All right. So I got to ask because your music is been a big part of my life, and I always kind of wondered because Squeeze kind of came on the scene, 77, 78, right?
Yeah.
And so you kind of were part of the whole new wave thing that was happening at the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I know the story of how you guys really came together. Were you guys buddies, or what's the story of the?
What happened is I was, I play guitar since I was a kid, and by the time I got to be 15, I saw an advert in Chris had placed an ad in a shop window that's like advertising a guitarist to join his band that had a recording contract and had a tour lined up and all that stuff. So I answered the ad, and there was no band and there was no record contract. There was no tour. It was all lies. But what there was Chris Difford. And in fact, I was the only person that answered the ad. So I went over to his, still living with his parents at the time. And I went up to his bedroom. He played me his songs and I played him mine. And we thought, we just clicked from there on, so we started writing together pretty soon after that.
That's outstanding. I've not heard that story before, because here in stateside, you had to be UK Squeeze for a while, because allegedly there was some American band that was called Squeeze.
There was, yeah. They were based in Philadelphia. There was lots of hair and sweating.
So the whole, there was the new wave scene, but I don't think you guys were really part of that. I mean, there was the Pistols, and there was the, there was the punk rock thing, and then there was guys like, there was Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello, and I think you guys were close, right?
Yeah, we fit more into that latter thing. I mean, what's certainly true is that, there was a Squeeze since 1974, and we could, we could play. That was, we could play properly.
Right.
We could write from the beginning. So that sort of marked us out. But when the new wave punk thing happened, it did influence us because we were exactly the right age, and it sort of energized us. I think it took 3 or so albums before we got back to some of the stuff that we were doing before we were signed.
Right. Right, because like here in the States, there was the original 10-inch that came out that was really great, and like I think one of my favorite Squeeze songs of all time is Slightly Drunk.
Oh, cool! Yeah.
And that was
there's a lot of energy in that stuff, and I'm really proud that we can do that justice now.
And now there was a time when you guys Squeeze kind of went away, and you were apart from your songwriting partner.
Yeah.
Was that acrimonious, or was that okay, or was that just a timeout, or what was that time?
No, it was acrimonious.
Right, because I remember.
I don't think you can know anyone that long and not fall out at some point. And
right.
The thing is, mine and Chris's relationship is so great and so weird, all wrapped up in one. We were really close friends for I think like the first 4 years we knew each other, and practically by the time we made our first record we were off in different directions. We were never really as close again at any point since then, but we had a really good working relationship and a big love for each other as well. It's, you know, it's just weird because we don't spend a lot of time together, but the love and the mutual respect between us is incredible.
Well, it's well, you hear that in the songs because so many of the songs are about relationships and that, you know, so that had to have been particularly bizarre, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I think the last time that Squeeze split up, because this is our third time back together now, the last time we split up, I didn't see Chris for about 5 years. You know, I think we just needed complete, you know,
right,
clear the air a lot. And we sort of started, you know, getting back together in 2004. But even then, it was 3 years before we, you know, before it felt right for Squeeze to come back together, because I didn't want to. You know, I was sort of quite happy in my own little solo world. You know, although it's much smaller, I like that, and that's something I'll continue doing. But
right,
you know, getting squeezed back together this time, it had to be proper. It had to be something that we could be really proud of, and not just something that we slip on like an old comfortable pair of shoes. You know,
right,
like
right, right.
Well, purpose to
that,
it.
That's the feeling I got when VH1 showed up with that, you know, Bands Reunited show, and you know,
yeah,
was knocking that on
was
people's.
Horrible, you know, and I don't know. It's too big. It's too important to, you know. It's important to us. I'm not saying it's important to other people, but you
right.
know, it's a tremendous part of our lives, and I think that show just trivializes, you know, it trivialized the whole thing in a way that was really unbecoming.
But, yeah,
we didn't get back together at that point. I'm glad we didn't. It
no,
wouldn't have been right.
No, I think you did the right thing, and that's awesome. Squeeze is. Okay, let's see. This is on tomorrow. So Squeeze is tonight at the House of Blues. You should go see him. Here's the thing. Most people here stateside know Squeeze because the biggest song ever was Tempted.
Yep.
And that was with Paul Carrick, who was with the band Ace, who had that big hit back in the day, How Long Has This Been Going On?
Yeah.
Great vocalist and a pretty good keyboard player. But
absolutely.
Your original keyboard player was Jules Holland, who went on to be a big TV star there in the UK.
Yeah.
How are things with you and Jules? Are you guys okay?
Oh, absolutely fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we see each other now and then. You know, yes, he's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, which has Gilson, our original drummer, in as well. So
all right.
It's great to see them working together. And it's great to know that, you know, all the original Squeeze guys are still in the music business, you know, us and them. It's remarkable, you know. That feels like an achievement in itself.
Yeah, it's true because there's so many people that can't make it. All right.
Yeah.
So now, also, you guys just you released like this live from the Fillmore album, right?
Yeah. That was recorded on the last tour we did over here, and it just caught the band. It was on that tour that you saw, in fact.
Okay.
The band, I think, were just on fire at that point, and it's by far and away the best live album we've done. We've done three of them now, and this one, it's got the whole show on it, and it doesn't let up, you know. The whole spectrum of the band comes through, I think, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, it sounds, I browsed through some of it yesterday. I got to get through the rest of it, but I really, really liked it, and it really made me feel good because there was a time back in 1980, whatever it was, I was in L.A., and you guys were playing, it was Wolfenrissmuller's Country Club in Reseda, California.
Oh, wow, I remember that.
You remember that show? And I was like,
yeah, I do.
I was going to go. I couldn't go for whatever damn reason. I was like, all right, well, I'll see him next time. And then next time he came around, you were playing, you know, the Megadome or Irvine Meadows or whatever. I was like, oh, I'm not going to get up close to see my band. So it's really great to be able to see you guys in an intimate setting. So I'm really looking forward. House of Blues tonight with Squeeze, one of, I think, one of the greatest bands of all time. And you guys have been compared as songwriters. I don't know what, you know, music critic it was that said, but they compared you to Lennon McCartney. Does that weird you out?
It did at the time. You know, yeah. It's a very flattering thing for someone to say, and you know, and that quote's followed us around now for 30 years. You know, I think, you know, you never set out to do anything other than to write songs that you love. You know, and it was a passion for me and Chris writing from the moment that we met, and you know, we're lucky that I think. You know, a lot of our songs have stood the test of time, and that you can't you know, you can't do that intentionally. It just either happens or doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm very proud of it.
Well, as you should be, because you guys have made some amazing music. So, I just want to say that with your songs that you know have affected people and they relate to and they really feel it and they know it. How does that work as somebody who's written a song like that? I mean, I used to write, you know, poems and songs in my algebra notebook, but I never had the courage to, you know, put them to music and sing them to people.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's weird because, you know, throughout my life, every now and then you meet people who say this song or that song just got them through either a tough time or was the song they played at their wedding or, you know,
right.
the birth of their kid or the death of their mum. You know, it's like, you know, big occasions for people that they relate to songs. You know, you can never, I can't tell you how much that means to me and Chris, you know, to have touched people so deeply like that is a real honor and it's very humbling.
How are things for you guys lately? Because a lot of your songs are kind of, sad or based on sad events.
Really good. Really good. We're writing at the moment, and we're gonna do a new album now. I can confirm. We've been talking about it for a long time.
Awesome.
But we're recording in next month. Actually, next month we're gonna go back to my studio in London and do some of the tracks. Then we're gonna get together in October and finish off the record. And we're gonna tour back here next year, I guess, when the album comes out.
Excellent. Well, looking forward to it. Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you, sir. We're looking forward to seeing Squeeze tonight at the House of Blues right here in Las Vegas. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you very much, Greg. Cheers.
All right. Cheers to you. We'll see you at the show.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.